You don't remember
what?
Hey, by the way, we haven't started yet, everybody. But yeah. Marcos forgot he's ever been on the podcast.
Isn't it guest number?
I was guest number uno.
One.
Yeah.
Two.
Three and four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
Apparently, engineers can't count that high.
Yeah. All right, let's count this.
I'm only one man with one hand.
All right, what is going on, everybody? We are the Get Local Podcast. I am JD Mixon.
And I'm Michael Hazeleaf.
And back by just extremely high demand.
Yes.
And I'm saying back, even though a few minutes ago we were talking about this, and he doesn't remember ever being on the podcast. So
he's very sad.
And then again, I don't think that many people will remember we were doing this podcast because it's been 6 months.
Yeah, it's been like, what, Christmas?
Yeah. No,
we did one in January.
Well, look, the first few episodes were just so amazing. I felt like we needed a break. Yeah. We had earned it. We had earned it.
But by the way, we never did actually say his name. So should we leave it as a teaser? Or are you going to do a little fancy, like below him, put that name in, something like that?
Let's keep that below him.
Like, you know, like the name.
Below him. How about third. Right here? Yes. Yeah, right there would be good.
A graphic. Yeah,
family-friendly podcast.
Graphic, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to say city administrator, but no, you're now jobless.
I am unemployed at the moment.
So he chose to come join free podcast.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Woo. That was a good
possibilities
note.
Are endless. Nice. Thanks, guys.
Yes, you're welcome. I've been waiting to say that. I just wanted to get that out there right away.
My heroes.
I guess I was so traumatized by the last ones, I've tried to repress that
memory.
That
might be it. That might be it.
No, I thought that this all came about because you made a big promise to us on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
Big promise.
Huge.
Muy grande. Yes. Okay.
There was going to be a giant hamburger.
That we would what?
There is.
What would we do with this hamburger? We would walk through it.
Yes.
No.
We would walk through said hamburger.
We're going to have to go back and review the footage.
There was going to be a giant hamburger.
That second camera that you've worked on for so long. That one just fell. You can stand it back up.
Okay.
Or do you want to?
Yeah, I got it.
We're good. Yeah. Cue the elevator music.
Bum, 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 bum.
I wish you didn't know the lyrics to that song.
Come on, man. That's some classic.
That's Skilo, and it's an amazing song.
Yes, it is.
But it's by Skilo, which is why I wish you didn't know the words. We need to leave that one to Skilo. All right, you were saying back to disappointment.
Man. Yes, we said we were given several promises here. Several. There would be one, you still got the possibility. Wawa would be open by like July.
Wawa. I'll answer all the promises that were unkept at the end.
Okay. And then we were going to have Wi-Fi in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
Check.
Did we already say like subscribe and share?
No. Slap that subscribe button. Tap that
slap
subscribe
button. Subscribe button, please.
Continue. Share it. Continue. Wawa.
So Wawa is a possible check. Wi-Fi in the parks, possible. That's a check. That's okay. Done.
They're working on them.
So several of your promises came through. I'm just going to point that out. And then there was this Burger King. There was this thing. We were going to have the one of a kind in the entire nation. Everybody from around the world was going to come to this particular
world.
Wow.
The entire world.
Okay, maybe not. But and they put that little tiny hamburger on the corner.
Believe it or not, that little tiny hamburger was what they wanted. That was the big burger.
Oh,
big 3D burger. We're not they don't do that.
We're really not that worried about what they wanted. We're worried about what we heard. And we heard we were going to walk through a burger. Now, look, I'm going to do my best to pull up the old podcast episode where we discussed this. And
interject it.
As long as I have time and the answer comes back as I want it to, I'll definitely bring that in. Hey,
you're going to have to take
look,
that out.
I'm not going to repeat what I just said.
We're going to use your words against you.
But see, now I'm not that guy anymore. So you're going to have to discuss this with your local leaders.
Right.
Ching. I kind of get a little smile on my face when I do that.
So, I mean, I miss my burger.
I do. No, but I will say
I was really.
I'm happy. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's always busy.
Yeah, it's nice.
But just all in all, I know we're giving you a hard time, but the reality is, we said this before we even started. The things you've done over the past several years here for this community and the city, Marcos, have been amazing. And I personally, and I know JD does too, I'm going to speak for him. And if it's wrong, don't correct me. But I know that you're going to be successful no matter where you end up next. And that's the type of leader you are. So I'm super excited to see what's next in the Monte Estioka portfolio.
There you go. I really appreciate it.
I'll help Mastioka. Out with that part. That's like, the only thing I'll correct. Everything else, right there with you. But
hey, and again, I know I'm not a sponsor, but you know, this whole time
you can be
for
can
like
be.
9 years. I, you know, I have been a president of a little engineering company and all. But true. You know, there's just that.
That's true.
But we're still waiting on the checks from Topo.
Yeah, could you engineer Michael's Bic pen?
Actually, I think I even would sign in. I would sign and seal that design. It's pretty solid.
It is pretty well. Just don't
hit stuff really hard.
Yeah. So why are we here tonight?
That's a good question.
Not hamburgers?
No. No, to make fun of our friend on live
I'm down.
Podcast.
Well, it's to announce our new sponsors, clearly. We have MDO Engineering and apparently Fast Break. Fast Break.
Yes. I actually purchased this hat today from Fast Break.
It's Fast Break bait and tackle, right? I mean, fuel, they've got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, what it says on the family hat, takes care of the fishermen. That's for sure.
Without a doubt. We went out today. I was blessed to go out with some friends and family on airboats, and they said, hey, do you have a hat? And I'm like, no. They said, that bald melon of yours needs some cover. So while we're at Fast
You're
Break.
Bald?
You're bald? What?
Spoiler alert.
I'm not.
Yes. So
you should see his back.
Yeah. I got the hat and we went out, had a great time on the lake.
Nice.
Is absolutely beautiful. I can't say that enough. I just had such a great time out there today. It's you know, if you listen to Coastal News, you would think that it's like a OUA water treatment plant or something out there. It is absolutely gorgeous. Wildlife, the water is beautiful.
We're planning a trip tomorrow.
Well, good. I think everybody should go out and see this beautiful resource we have right here in our own backyard. It is a godsend. It is a beautiful thing. But sometimes it's vilified. And for those who don't understand or go out there and actually see it, that's a shame. But it is beautiful. Get out there and go look. So I had a great time today. But that's not why we're here either.
No, that's also not why.
Yeah.
So well.
Are we going to – by the way, I have to throw this out there before you even say why. Yesterday, if you noticed a special, you made fun of my, what'd you call it?
Made fun? Panama Jack? What?
Panama Jack shirt.
Why is that Panama Jack?
I have no idea.
Is it he's treasure?
To the floor?
It's not Panama business. Jack. It's actually, I don't know, some kind of Navy. There was a Costa Rican Navy. Oh, no, Old Navy.
Old Navy.
I was just going out. It was yesterday my birthday, so this is thanks to my aunt, really. I'll say aunt and uncle, but Aunt Kathy and Uncle Tommy, but this was my birthday present. I told him the next podcast, this was going to be worn. So.
Wait, are we here for your birthday then? Is that why we're here?
Yeah.
Michael just had a birthday. Had a birthday. Man.
Yeah, but that's past.
That finally, 21.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally, never been kissed.
Plus.
Plus. No, that's not why we're here either, JD.
All right, Marcos, why are we here? Go ahead and tell him.
Man, I don't know.
All right. It is.
Hold on. I want to tell them.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just playing. Go ahead. Okay. It's because it's that important. You need to hear it.
We are very excited with the support of a couple local businesses. The Independence Day celebration hosted by the Fraternal Order of Police is going to be back again this year.
What? That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Big time.
Can you edit that in?
Yeah, they're going to be all over the place. They'll be all over the place. Maybe not.
And just to throw this out, even with COVID last year, we were very blessed because our presenting sponsor, Florida Public Utilities, said we're on board. We had just the fireworks last year. You could come out in your car and watch them. Yeah. Because of COVID, we weren't allowed to. We couldn't do anything. But this year, it's full tilt, baby. It's on. It is on.
Everybody bring their A game on. Watermelon eating champ, you know.
We're still going to be fine. We'll still have to. We'll talk about that in a little while. But for now, we're just excited. This is going to be happening again. Again, just like Michael said, huge thanks to Florida Public Utilities Company for coming in again and being our primary sponsor to make this event happen. We wouldn't be here. Is this our 11th or 12th year?
I think it's our 30th year.
We are getting old.
It's probably like 30th, 40th. Yeah. I'm
18. So.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't remember then.
No, yet. I think it's... 6 or 7.
6 or 7. Yeah. That's close but to 10 or 11.
11th is close.
I mean, we can...
You need two hands to count. Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. Awesome. Yes. You need at least two hands. But that's just... Okochobee went about a decade without a fireworks show. Yep. And, you know, thanks to the generous support of local businesses, mainly, you know, Florida Public Utilities Company has been our main sponsor since our very first year. But also some amazing volunteers and so many amazing other companies that have helped us year after year. And if when we talk about that a little bit later, if we forget anyone, we do apologize. But it's just exciting.
Yeah.
It's just exciting. And the date for the event will be on Sunday.
July the 4th.
July 4th. Yes. The 4th of July. Remember, everybody, it's the Independence Day celebration. And our main goal, even though Facebook users sometimes really, really hit us hard for our volunteer work.
Yes.
But
for a free event that we put on that's absolutely free to the community, that we don't get, there's no compensation, no anything, but we get hammered on the date we decide to do it on. So,
I think we have an opportunity to kind of talk about that. You know, our main focus is always to get as many people out there for the event as we possibly can.
Yes.
And, you know, Okeechobee has some hardworking folks that often, if Independence Day, if July 4th falls during the week, they're still working.
Yep.
And, you know, that makes it tough because if they can't come out, potentially their kids can't come out. And we want families to come out. Sure, you'll be able to see these fireworks from anywhere in the county.
True.
But having you there with us to participate in so many of the other events that are going on, that's our focus. You know, somebody can come out with a $20 bill and a family of four is going to get fed and have an amazing show.
Exactly.
So, you know, we know that some people don't like it, that it's sometimes not on the 4th. But if the 4th is going to fall Monday through Friday, you know, we want to make sure we do this in a way that people can attend. True. So we hope you understand that. We're definitely both patriotic because, we're putting this on to celebrate our nation's independence, put on a show for the families, and sorry if not everybody likes it.
Hey, community involvement's key. It really is.
Speaking of community involvement, you mentioned this earlier, the sponsors who always help us out, but we also have a litany of volunteers who come out every single time, no matter what's going on, they come out. It's a holiday. So you think, you know, most of them could easily go somewhere else, go do something else that day. They come out, they help us out. It wouldn't be possible without those folks either. And this year we have a special group of people coming out to help us out, and she's always very involved. So who's helping us out this year?
Leah Suarez and Our Village, they have a group coming out that are going to help us with some of the great games that we do up on stage. Yeah. And I'm really excited. Leah is so creative, and her crew, anything that I've seen them help out with in the community has been wonderful. So, yeah, I'm excited to see, you know, what they're going to be able to bring for us. It should be good.
I'm down.
Yes.
Yeah.
we're planning on having, just like always, any businesses that want to come out. There's, again, a couple things you touched on, but I want to reiterate this. This is a completely free event. I know you said you can come out with a $20 bill in your pocket with a family of four, but that's not it to get in the gate. There is no charge. This is a community event, and every year, and we haven't got it done yet this year, but if the pass holds true, we will, and that is the Board of County Commissioners has allowed us to do this event and waive the fee for the use of the facility.
Yes.
And so, again, that hasn't been approved yet, but it's most likely will. So I want to, but even if it doesn't, they've helped us every year in the past. Yeah. So again, they're a partner in this. You walk in the gate for free. You come, The only requirement we have for businesses to come out and participate is that you actually have something for kids to do, some type of game or activity, so that when you do come out with your kids and you're walking around, and if we don't have anything going on stage, you actually come up and can walk around and have a different game for your children to do. So the whole point is to have a very family-friendly environment and a great evening. So the gates are going to open, I believe, at 5 p.m. is the goal. Yep. And then at 9 p.m., as soon as it's dark, we're going to have an amazing fireworks show.
Sparklers and snakes.
That's right.
Hey.
The good stuff.
The good stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But speaking of partners, every year, Zambelli, who is a worldwide company for fireworks, they're known worldwide, but they treat us very well and partner with us in a sense because of what they do for us financially to help us get the show on the road and have a amazing fireworks show. So I've heard people say this not only rivals but surpasses many of the shows they go to the coast to go watch. That's kind of how this whole thing came about.
Why leave town?
Yes. Well, that's how this came about. If you remember, you and I went all the way to Stewart, I think, one time for the 4th of July to watch fireworks, and we're like,
got stuck on that bridge.
And why are we doing this? Why can't we have this in our hometown? And so that's really the backstory of why this came about. And although we spearheaded it,
that was quite the origin story. You should you should write for Marvel.
Yes.
Awesome. I hear they're trying to do a seventh Spider-Man. Yes. So maybe call
he does
Michael.
Not like Miles Morales, however. Don't mess up with comics, bro. The other thing, not just business, so 501c3s to come out as well. I mean, get involved. Anybody can help out. Get them. Not only do you get notoriety of, you know, the awareness for the organization, but have something that's worthwhile for the kids and the adults to keep engaged. That's exactly what, you know, we're trying to put together right now.
And a family can come out. Like, I love going to – well, I know – Marcos, both of y'all, I know you're right there with me.
Love it.
Going and hanging out with your family at an event and volunteering and working, like, a family can put together a booth if you want to.
Yeah.
Like,
something you want to do.
Why not? You can have a blast with your kids, have some positive interaction with some people that you've never met before. I mean – like, anybody can come put up a game and have fun. Like,
exactly.
You will have fun doing this. If you can't come up with a game, we'll help you. Like, we will help you figure something out.
These guys are full of games.
It does so many games.
Yes. And by we, he means him.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't say I'm creative. Doing it, but I'll give you some ideas.
Yes.
All right?
Well, you remember two examples. One, the 501c3. We have... For instance, this year, the Masonic Lodge has already committed to come out and do child ID programs to help folks with the child IDs, which is amazing. That's a great
way to
do it.
That's a reason in and of itself to come out, for that.
And it's all electronic. You can do it. It's all right from your phone. It's all, he's trying to tell you.
Get down on the mic.
Let me do it where nobody can hear me speak into your microphone. Sorry. If I put my hand like this, they can't hear me, right? Is that how I know?
They're not picking it up. But... it's, again, it's with technology now. It's an app, basically. They're doing it all just to show you how to do it so you have this. You never need it, hopefully, but if you do, you got it. But on the opposite side, I'll use Heath Lawrence from Lawrence Insurance. He said, Mike, I want to come out. He helps us with our insurance. And for years, he has done the water balloon toss, which is a blast to watch.
Yes, it is.
And somehow we always get bombed with those. Yeah. But it's a great game. But it's simple. And these are the kind of ideas we're talking about. Things that are fun for young people, your kids, to come out and do. So it's very simplistic.
You can get some coloring books and set out some crayons. I mean, we don't want a whole bunch of people to do that, but that you can do.
Yes.
You don't want to see my Crayola game.
That's right.
All right. But 64. Really, don't overthink it. Don't over always the 64. It's fun. That's really it. You know, one group of people that we didn't discuss is the crew at the Ag Center.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Matt Doherty and the crew.
Yeah. Man, I ran into Victor at a gas station the other day, and Victor was like, came over, gave me the biggest hug. Man, I hear we're going to see you in a couple weeks. He couldn't have been happier. Victor, I know you're lying. I know you ain't happy. You're not happy to see me, all right? Because I know you work so hard to help us out. There's no way that you're having fun. But it's just... They do such such great work to get everything set up for us.
Hey, Okeechobee's one of those communities. This is what we, literally, this is what we do.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. And it goes back to, Leah says it with our village, but it does take a village to raise kids sometimes. And then in this particular case, to put on this event, it takes our community coming together.
Oh, that is not tasty. Continue.
Ooh, not so much for the tropical.
Sorry. Topo
Chico.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I think it's important, though, for them to reach out. No, it's not. Get them to reach out if you got time. I mean, if they're subscribing, liking, and watching, so, they can reach out.
And one thing we need to point out, Marcos Montioka and Matt Buxton are heading up all the booths that are going to be in the arena. So please find them on Facebook. Call him. He ain't got a job.
Yes.
Call my boy.
He is literally unemployed.
Thanks, guys. But hey, I got time.
Hey, this is what I want to point out. It wouldn't matter what he has going on. Marcos and Matt, when they offered to take this on for us, it was so exciting for us because we knew right then it was going to be amazing. And if it's not, we will definitely give you your home phones.
Yes. Hey, it's definitely your fault.
No matter what we get.
You have a home phone?
I've been tased for raising funds in this community. So let me just say that. I'm all about it. Once you get in it, it's all about it. So find me on Facebook, Marcos Montioka. If not, Matt Buxton. I mean, I'll give you my cell number. I don't care.
It's going to be on this. It's going to be posted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want it flashing. 863-634-2131.
We're going to sing it, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Or you can call Napa.
Yeah.
Or you can call Napa. They also, apparently that's similar.
634. Number's close. 634. Remember that. Text me if you're not comfortable calling or if it's just family. You know, give me a text and we can set up a time. We can talk, get you set up, or tell me your ideas. If it's something edgy, we do want to make sure everything is
It's a family friendly event.
Right. Yeah.
It's very family friendly.
If you can't do your game or anything in front of literally a 2-year-old or 3-year-old, then you shouldn't be there.
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing, you know, speaking of family friendly and other things, just the event rules, you know. The fireworks show at the end of the night is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
So why would you ever think you need to bring your own fireworks for the parking lot, right?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. For those who don't know, outside fireworks are strictly prohibited, not only by us, but by the county. We've had two events over the past 8 years where we've had vehicle fires from people lighting off their own fireworks. There is a penalty associated with this, so please... enjoy the fireworks show, enjoy the night, and then if you want more fireworks, go to your own household and light them off there. But we have people lighting them off in the parking lots where there are kids, people all around.
Or just save the money.
I'm not trying to tell you not to buy them. If you want to buy them, go buy them, but take them to your household, not at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, we don't want to see red and blue lights when we're trying to watch fireworks. Sure. You know what I mean?
That's true.
There's that side.
Just the ones in the sky.
Yeah, just the colors in the sky. We don't want to,
Yes.
We don't want to give everybody behind the badge having to work and whatnot. They want to enjoy the fireworks with their family there too.
All right, so we need to talk about something else for the event.
Ooh.
Yeah. Go games.
What?
We need to make that. Wiggles. We need to make like a cool echo effect. Yes.
So
the games for the event. Okay, everybody. Even though, you know, COVID has subsided, there are still some events just to be safe that we might not be doing. We're still working some stuff out, but there is a chance a couple of the games. I can tell you we're not doing the hot dog eating contest this year. Sadly, that's a safety issue. Some people really want to win.
That's true.
Really want to win.
Yeah.
And we just want to keep everybody safe. Yeah. So... can tell you no hot dog eating contest for us this year. And we're still trying to figure out some other stuff, but I can tell you either way, we will figure out how to have some great watermelon on site.
Yes.
We're going to have some watermelon on site either way. And you can eat it quickly if you would like. We just don't know whether we're having a competition for it.
And we will have ice cream on site because Dairy Queen has said they're coming out. And
does Dairy Queen have ice cream?
Yes.
Is it a new thing? No?
Really?
Maybe. I know. I'm so happy that they're coming out.
Yes, I know. We're so really excited too. And they've been, again, a sponsor from the beginning.
Yep.
And so...
And the charges for these things? are?
Well, for the ice cream, cheap.
Yeah, they if we have like the contest, it's free in the contest, but they have a little booth set up. I think they charge like
I think dollar. It's like a dollar maybe.
The whole the reason I say this whole idea is, remember we talked about that before about hey, for $20.
True. Exactly.
This is not like retail prices. This the whole idea is to come out community. This is probably not going to cover their costs. This is just literally an event for the community to just come out, let all the kids have a good time and whatnot. You know, to me, it's more than just that. You know, I got four kids that come. I know they're going to come out with me. I mean, so it's all about them having a good time and getting to see some fireworks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's important. I mean, people need to just remember that.
You know, not last year, again, we didn't get to have the games and everything, but 2 years ago, we had some amazing dancing up front, and this guy with me, electric slide.
That's true.
Oh, no, that was my wife that did that, bro.
Oh, was that? Oh, okay. All right.
No.
You like you were up there with me, were you not?
No. See, my, that was last just me? Year, like, we had this discussion.
I was amazing, and if you have video of that, don't check. We'll just say I was amazing. And, so we're going to be having some fun. We are definitely
going to
be doing some dancing this year.
Some fun.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Uh-huh.
I may.
Yeah, your kids out there. I have a blast with that.
I may bust a move myself.
Catherine scares me. She intimidates me.
Why?
She intimidates me. I mean, she is so confident. It's great.
Yep.
It's great. Oh, dude. That was a compliment. I'm saying she intimidates. And she does scare me sometimes because she threatens me.
She does push the envelope slightly.
Yeah, but I probably deserve it. So.
I can tell you that her dedication was a few years back with the watermelon when she swallowed her loose tooth just because to keep going.
Yes,
it's that kind of dedication she has to the events.
Love it. Love it. So, excited to see your kids out there. That's for sure.
Even if there is watermelon, I don't think she'll be in it, though.
Okay.
Braces.
So
spoiler.
I think there
might be a chance in the junior division.
Sometimes people take their braces off for really important events, though. And I think we would have to do the watermelon contest at that point. I was going to say,
she's getting them all on Tuesday. I'm literally looking at the watch like Tuesday, so it's a whole month.
I'm sure Catherine would be okay with holding
on. Oh, dude, she's
she's ready.
Gotcha. Yeah,
trying to be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're thinking we're going to break in some old school games, too, though.
Yeah, that's what I understand. You've told me this several times. I have no idea what they are.
I feel like some limbo. When's the last time you did the limbo?
Yes.
I can't divulge.
You're going to throw your back out.
I can neither confirm nor deny on the last time I did limbo.
I'm going to guess he just came back from the Cataman thing.
I wasn't there.
Okay. Oh,
it was another brother's event, I'll just say that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, so if you have any ideas for games, though, send us a message on either the Fraternal Order of Police of Okeechobee Facebook page or Michael or myself or, again, Marcos, whatever. Just let us know if you've got an idea on game.
Don't forget.
And Matt Buxton.
We need to bust on Matt for just a second.
I mean, really.
Matt's been with us since back when we didn't have power at Okeetani. We had brought out generators and – he even bought matching ugly shorts for us all 1 year. And we'll see what else.
No, that was me with the shorts.
Do we get shorts? That's the only reason I
We haven't ordered shorts yet. We haven't ordered
shorts.
That's
the reason I volunteered for this.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll get on that. We'll get on the shorts.
But, anyway, just saying. We miss him here today. We invite him, but he had big plans tonight. But he will definitely be there.
Is he doing laundry?
Yes, I think he's
I think he was dyeing his beard or something. Fermenting it or something. I don't know.
Now, has he started his beard?
What?
Has he started growing his beard?
He's always got his beard.
Oh, I thought he trimmed it down for the after the
Other
event. The other thing.
Yeah, the other volunteer event, which is why it makes this community so great.
Right?
But I don't know. I almost want to look at his Facebook profile picture
just shaved. To see. He shaved down anyway.
Yeah, so I haven't
shaved in a week. I feel bad.
Disappointed you're not here with us.
We are disappointed, Matt. But
Matt,
thank
you
for always helping us, and we look forward to you getting a lot of contacts this week from businesses.
Ricky. That's my boy. Ricky's with us. Love it.
Yes, businesses wanting to come out, or 501c3s, or any organization wanting to come out and participate.
Or people. Remember.
They should already be planning.
A couple groups of friends.
Yeah.
And I mean, look, we've been going for almost 30 minutes, and I say we keep rolling because I'm having fun. I don't know about you.
Oh, dude, I'm good.
So, speaking of families, one big thing, once you get on property for the event, you can't just drive around wherever you want. Let's go, check out the North 40. You are going to have to park.
Yes.
And then you can walk, but you won't be able to drive around. So if you have a group that you do want to come with, you know, convoy. Figure out where you're going to meet, and then everybody drive in together, so then we can make sure that you are in one big group, and you have your little area, and yeah. So we'll have you set up, so once those fireworks start, you'll be able to hang out with everybody.
Yep. And also, during this event, in years past, we haven't had the room for people to bring RVs or things like that, so we're expecting that same turnout this year. I've been to several events lately where people are just coming out. They're ready to get out of the house.
Yeah.
So I expect this event to be packed. So again, no RVs. Just come out with your family and your cars and caravan and convoy.
No, we were gonna go with convoy.
Okay.
Carpool with all your friends to come out.
There was a
well, that would mean they're all in the same car, which is also
that's
a great
exactly what he's trying to say.
Yeah. That is also a great idea.
Use the HOV lane with all your friends and come out of the Ag Center on Sunday, July 4th.
Now, do we know if both entrances are going to be open?
No.
Hey, Matt Doherty, comment below.
Let us know.
This is where Matt will jump in. We'll just say, let's pause for a second. We're going to put on here at this point in time what Matt says. Okay, there you go.
Thank you, Matt.
Good job.
Appreciate it. I'm pretty sure not. We've limited it to everything from the 710 side. The past.
Okay.
For a very significant reason. So I'm guessing it'll be the same, but we'll see.
All right.
Wrong right now.
Tell us.
Yeah. Sounds good.
We're winning.
So we got a free event.
Yeah.
It's on Sunday.
Sunday.
July the 4th. Starts at gates will be open at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Come out. There'll be food. There'll be activities. There'll be games.
So many activities.
There is so much room for activities.
Yes, there's a lot of room for activities. Parking's free. Entrance is free.
Yep.
Food will cost you very little. How much are the fireworks, though?
Oh, and you're also allowed to bring your own food, by the way. If you bring a cooler, put the cooler in your vehicle. Don't we don't have
not in the arena.
Yeah,
but out to your car.
Yeah,
it's fine.
So just everybody know that too.
Yes, and we do not allow alcohol in the event or smoking.
Yes. Because
it is a family-friendly event.
Yeah. And it's fireworks. You know, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Because we keep the fireworks right by the arena.
I'll figure that. You don't want anybody flicking a cigarette. And I've seen this on Looney Tunes a lot.
Oh, that's
true. Yeah, dude. It happens. Wiley Coyote. Yeah, somebody great flicks point. A cigarette and the whole
bugs. You know, all the TNT's gone.
That's right.
Man.
No bueno.
That's where I learned all my life lessons. It's from.
I learned how to make stew. Funny. I learned how to make stew, bro. No joke.
So, free event, free everything. Please come out. Please let your friends know, family know, share this. If we'll do a shortened version if we need to, but I'm just saying.
Who would not want to listen to this entire life? They'd be missing out. They would be missing out.
What else is going on in town right now? Any other big news that's happened lately?
No.
Yeah. There's this thing they've shut down the tracks, the 441 tracks.
CSX.
It's only so 12 days.
Marcos would have never let that happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't let it happen.
He would have never let that happen.
Not under my watch.
but we had a little issues at first, but now it's flowing very well for what it is. And the good news is when they're done, we'll have very smooth tracks to go across and and it'll maintain safe. So
Hey, they're doing what they can.
Oh yeah.
So that's all they can do. But seriously, big thanks to the Sheriff's Department for
and the City PD.
And City PD, thank you for handling traffic at some of these four ways because it's pretty intense. So a lot of stress. Everybody be patient.
Hey,
everybody's in a hurry. Right? Everybody's in a hurry.
Relax.
And Danny Rumba just called me. We'll have to call Danny back in a little while. Hey Danny.
What's going on?
I don't think Danny has.
Yeah, I don't think Danny's. Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, if you did, we're here for you.
Somebody tell Danny we said hello. Danny Rumba, everybody. So big thanks to everybody that has been helping navigating that traffic. And seriously, just be patient, everybody. Let's just be patient. What else? What else do we have going on?
I think that's about it for this one. We should probably do another one. Let's get back on track with our podcast. I have to blame me mostly because I'm always busy and you're always asking me, but I'm always busy. Sorry.
And if y'all ever need help,
why are you busy?
Again, I'm not as busy.
What are you doing?
Just a couple.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, what you got going on?
Really?
What's going on at work? Anything you can talk about?
Nope.
All right.
Okay.
Serving and protecting.
Don't look at me, bro. Like I said.
Nothing over there either. Nothing over here, bro.
What about you, JD?
Blanks. I'm a long haul trucker now.
Hey,
long haul trucker.
Did you make a trip to Boston?
That was the short trip. That was the short trip. That's yes, right.
Did
I did
make
a trip
to
Boston
across the country.
Yes, I trekked all the way from Okeechobee, briefly into Washington State, and then finally settled right there in Portland. And a 3-day quick trip. 3 days. I think 3,400 miles.
Did you lose a bet?
Yeah, no, that I'm was more charity work. More yeah, charity work, right. Buck. More yeah, charity work for Uncle Buck.
There you go.
And then last week was Boston. Yeah, rode with Holly in a U-Haul to deliver some bonsai.
Wow.
So
wow. Big time.
Yeah, yeah. So
all those cool things when people have jobs and things they're doing, you know, meanwhile. Sitting on the beach and doing nothing, you know. Man, I'm
good for you. Hey, you've earned it. Now get back to work.
We got plans, bro. We got plans. I'll do a podcast and all that set and done.
All right. So yeah, we do have a couple other things that I think would be interesting to talk about, like where we're sitting and. Mm-hmm. But not right now. That's all for another episode.
Yep.
But
that we will do probably by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Just saying.
July 4th,
2023.
Where are you going to be? Okeechobee County Agri Civic Center. Okay, at the very least, we can tell you to go out 710, the beeline, and you'll be able to enter the Ag Center from that road.
And what day is it?
When? Saturday. Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yes. Sunday. Do it again for us.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
It's a little slower.
Domingo, Domingo, Domingo.
Nice. Why isn't Marcos ever on stage with me?
I don't know.
You know?
Well. You got a good opportunity. I need something to do.
Yeah. There you go. MC. We just hired. You just got hired.
Can't get MC.
Assistant MC. Yeah. Assistant MC.
I see. I got to learn. I got to work my way up.
Exactly.
I think that just makes me a gaffer. Yeah. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to give you assistant MC for now, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
You have MD. No, just MC.
Hey, I'm all excited now. Hey,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
My official position.
So Matt's does that put Matt entirely in charge of the booths now?
No, he's going
to
be in
charge. I'm still helping. No. I'm still, because I don't have to talk until we can talk until with all the booths.
It takes
and
approximately 2 hours practice per day to MC for this event.
Does not.
Tomorrow's
2 hours
wider.
Is that what we did for this podcast? 2 hours a day preparing?
Tell you what, I'm wide open. I can make that.
We'll see what Patty says.
Yeah.
So right. Sunday, July 4th.
Sunday.
Gates open around 5 p.m. Fireworks at 9 or when it is officially dark. Yep. But again, huge thanks to everybody. Let's all think about the people that have helped us in the past.
Well, let's start with Florida Public Utilities, presenting sponsor. Yeah. Been with us since day one. Stepped it up again this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dairy Queen is already committed. A couple other businesses that you mentioned. So,
and Okeechobee County, hopefully.
Board of County Commissioners is always, and I know it's not a business, but Matt and his crew at the Ag Center, I mean, it's like that. Yeah. They just do so much work to get this thing prepared and ready to go for us. We'd be remiss if we did not thank them.
Yeah.
Leah Suarez, thank you in advance for coming out
village,
and helping us this year. Our village.
So. We'll have another podcast, hopefully, before the actual event, if I can get Michael to find another Hawaiian shirt. And
thank you, Aunt Kathy.
Yes, it's a good looking shirt, lilies? By the way. I do like
it's pretty nice. Are those lilies or are they hibiscus? I can't tell.
It's beautiful
because that looks like a lily on this side. Yeah. I think
that's hibiscus over there.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
I think you're right, though.
I don't know.
Hey, you make it look good.
I just wear it.
You make it look good.
I just make it look good.
You make it
all
look
right.
Good.
So, this is the really long episode for Get Local Podcast, and I am JD Mixon.
I am Michael Hazelief with our special guest,
Marcos Montioka.
So like, share, subscribe.
Slap
is there something
butt,
else that
button.
I forget to say? Did
slap
I get them all? I got them all
like,
that
share,
time.
Like, subscribe.
Comment.
Okay, you can do
comment
that too.
Below. Yeah, comment too, but positive stuff.
If you don't
like,
have nice
with
to say,
ideas for games or call me. I want to be a vendor and set up some great games for the kids.
If I'm
we love those comments.
Can I comment? If I'm a 501c3, can I comment and say, hey, I want to be out there?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's what it's about. Yeah.
Anybody can.
There you go.
So a couple things real quickly. We got groups that are going to be doing water, stuff like that, vending. So food ideas are already taken up. Yep. So that's kind of out of the picture. But any other type of games or activities or things for children, all open, wide open for you.
Please.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you for watching. We really appreciate it. We hope you have a very blessed holiday and you're out there with us.
Yes. Yeah. If you can't make it there with us for the Independence Day celebration, please still be safe. Enjoy the time with your family. This is not just about making things explode. Most importantly, it's about coming together with family and remembering why we're celebrating our country.
Family in America, bro.
Yes, sir.
Family in America. America.
Yes, sir. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Nope, it is. It's very true. And, you know, we didn't talk about this. Mayor Watford, every single year, steps out there and leads the veterans recognition and says our prayer, does everything for that. And I know we're going to do that again this year. So, again, that's why we're doing it. It's part of the reason why we're doing this. All these other things are fun, but they can be fun because of the country we live in and the freedoms mm-hmm. we have. And that's what we're there to remember.
Yep. Exactly.
All right.
Sounds good. All right. Good. Well, that's good. It's still June, so happy Pride Month.
Yeah, Juneteenth.
So we're going to say the day we're recording this. Yes. And also happy Juneteenth. You know that, I mean, that's like a whole nother podcast, yeah, but yeah. So happy Juneteenth. Yes, we are recording this on Juneteenth. So now you'll know how long it takes me to actually get this out. So thanks for, thanks for putting me on the spot there, Michael. Yeah.
And happy birthday to you too this month.
Oh yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Or as I said, that's just happy birthday to me this month too. So I'm there with you.
When?
27th.
Nice. I'm not going to remember that, but
I'll go back. But we'll see if it comes out. By the time this
podcast comes out, I'll probably hear it.
Yes. All right. So there we go. Happy Pride Month. Happy the very first Happy Juneteenth as a federally recognized holiday. Happy birthday to Michael. Tomorrow is Father's Day. So happy Father's Day.
Every father, even the guys taking on a loan.
Yeah. So.
Can you play this out with some Looney Tunes? Because
we're really dragging. Is that it?
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking. You know, I'm still stuck on the Bugs Bunny.
That's
and the
true. Yeah.
Coyote.
But then YouTube's gonna kick it off because it's
we don't own the rights to this music. Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right, never mind.
Can you sing it for us? That's not illegal. Go ahead.